Ukraine's jailed former Prime Minister Yulia Tymoshenko has begun a hunger strike in protest of the government's decision to suspend signing a landmark trade agreement with the European Union. Stefan Bass reports.
Former Ukrainian Prime Minister Yulia Tymoshenko said in a statement she had declared an unlimited hunger strike with the demand to President Viktor Yanukovych to sign the association agreement with the European Union. She said her action was a sign of unity with pro-EU demonstrators who have filled the streets of the capital, Kiev. Her remarks, read out by her defense lawyer Sergei Vlasenko, came while Ukrainian opposition leaders were reportedly denied access to Tymoshenko in hospital, where she is kept under guard. They were told that the area was quarantined. Tymoshenko is serving a 7-year prison term on charges of abuse of power, which the West considers politically motivated. Her release for urgent back surgery in Germany was one of the conditions set by Brussels as part of the trade deal. Last week, Tymoshenko said in an open letter, however, that she was ready to ask the EU to drop the demand for her freedom if it meant Yanukovych would sign the deal. Analysts say Yanukovych has resisted the EU pressure, apparently fearing that Tymoshenko, whom he closely defeated in elections in 2010, would challenge him again in the 2015 vote. The standoff came amid more clashes in Ukraine's capital, Kiev, where police fired tear gas on demonstrators. Boxing champion and opposition leader Vitaly Klitschko said he remains hopeful that the EU has not given up on Ukraine. After negotiations with many influential European politicians, we are positive that Europe is still interested in Ukraine's euro integration, he says. The doors have not been closed yet. However, it depends on us if we will ever be part of Europe or not. President Yanukovych has said his decision to seek closer ties with neighboring Russia instead had been forced by economic necessity. Officials say, however, that Yanukovych will still go to the European summit in Lithuania's capital Vilnius on Friday, where Ukraine's fate is to be decided. Demonstrators say they will continue their protest till that moment, despite often pouring rain. For Vatican Radio, I am Stefan Bos, reporting.